This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds recently led another trade delegation to India, marking Iowa's second visit to the country in less than 1 year. Joining her were Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, business leaders and representatives from agriculture who met with officials and industry leaders across the country. The mission highlighted India's vast population, growing middle class, and expanding demand for food, fuel, and technology, areas where Iowa hopes to strengthen its role as a partner. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg says returning to India so soon after last year's visit helped make a strong impression. Iowa's presence signaled respect for the market and a willingness to listen, learn, and engage at a deeper level. That approach, he notes, is already opening the door to stronger relationships and more frequent exchanges between leaders and businesses in both countries.
It was notable. I mean, the folks we were meeting with, when we would say that, like, well, we were just here last year, they'd say, oh, you know, and so it really, it sent the right signal, we believe, that we're serious about India and what Iowa can do, and making sure that we're, you know, showing respect for the market, right? You go and you learn and you ask questions and you meet folks. And it's pretty amazing. We've really established some pretty good relationships just in the course of a year. And there's been a fair amount of traffic between India and Iowa in that last year. We had a delegation in during the state fair. We actually will welcome another delegation of feed buyers here just in a week or so. And so there's a lot of traffic.
As Iowa looks to expand its reach in global markets, India stands out as both a challenge and an opportunity. With a massive population and a growing economy, the country is expected to see greater demand for food variety and higher value protein. Nagg says that shifting demand could open the door for Iowa agriculture in the years ahead.
Reiterated that, learned it again, the idea that India, just a huge market opportunity. Complex market, huge country in terms of population, a large agriculture as well, but they have a productivity gap, and meaning that as their economy grows, as their middle class grows, as their incomes grow, it is true every single place in the world where that has happened, where incomes have risen and the middle class expands, there's an increased demand for protein. There's an increased demand for diversity on the plate. And that is something that we see as an opportunity.
While long-term potential centers on rising protein demand, Nagg says there's already tangible opportunities on the table. Ethanol, distillers' grains, and soybean meal remain key prospects, along with ag technology that could benefit both countries. He explains how these near-term wins could help lay the foundation for deeper trade ties in the future.
So some near-term wins, we think we'll continue to sell a lot of ethanol to India. We think DDGs could very well find their way into India with a trade agreement, perhaps some soybean meal. And then ag technology, lots of opportunities around ag tech, frankly, going both ways from India or from the United States. And we really do think that that's an opportunity. And in the longer run, then this whole protein conversation will have to take shape. But a huge market, to be sure, a great trip.
The visit brought momentum on several fronts. Iowa leaders also returned with a breakthrough agreement at the state level in India. We'll have more on that on a future Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.